And now, Rorschach, the gripping story of a big city cop who wages an endless struggle to find crime wherever he looks for it. As our scene opens today, Lieutenant Rorschach is in the interrogation room grilling a suspect.
It's not going to do you any good to lie to me. I can tell by that look in your stupid face you've got the information. Now, if you want to get out of here in one piece, let's have it.
Okay, Rorschach, you win. You got a call while you were out to dinner to work on a new case. But I wish you wouldn't rough me up like this every night just to get your phone messages. I'm your commanding officer.
Never mind that now, Captain. Just give me what you've got quick.
Well, it's nothing big, really. Some woman called in and said her dog was lost.
Oh, I get the picture. Probably old lady Haroon and that band of roving dog walkers up on East 33rd. I've seen their M.O. before. Steinberg, Lopez, Caruso, get in here in the double.
You, right.
Yeah, come on, sir. Yeah, right. All right, Captain, let's have all the details, and don't try to hold anything back. I'll find out sooner or later.
Well, there's not much to tell, Rorschach. The woman just lost her dog. She said it was named Muggsy or Mopsy, something like that. The woman thought she saw a strange blue car in the neighborhood a little earlier, but she's not sure.
Okay, Steinberg, I want a rundown on every dog in New York whose name begins with the letter M. Lopez, run a check through motor vehicles on strange blue cars. Who owns them, where they are now, the works. And Caruso, I want you to set up a command post to seal off all the bridges and tunnels leading out of Manhattan Island. Nobody goes in or out, beginning right now, okay? Get moving.
Okay,
yeah, all right,
sir.
Yeah, right, okay. Now, what I want you to do, Captain, is get men to the airports, bus stations, and rail terminals. Somebody may be trying to ship a dog out of the city, and you know what that means.
Yeah? You want me to call in everybody who's off duty to work overtime again? Well, hand me the phone book.
That's odd. My phone book's gone. I know it was right here on this desk at 612 because I double-checked. Steinberg, Lopez, Caruso, move it in here.
Come on, Chief.
Yeah, right, sir.
All right, get this, all of you. Steinberg, I want you to dust every phone book in the city for fingerprints. If you find one with mine on it, move in fast. Lopez, seal this building and conduct an office-to-office search. Any office with more than one phone book in it, report to me. Caruso, you take the airports, bus stations, rail terminals. If you see anybody with a heavy bundle, shoot to kill. Now, let's move on it.
Good.
Yeah, okay, sir.
Time.
Yeah, right.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
oh,
sir.
You got a little salsa, Captain? My stomach's acting up.
Maybe what you need is a little time off, Rorschach. I mean, well, you know, a lost dog's a minor thing, and a missing phone book is really nothing at all, so...
Nothing at all? Grand theft is nothing at all? Listen, I've been on this force 27 years. I know the pattern. Today it's only a phone book, but then it grows. Appliances vanish. Every car in New York disappears. Fuzzy-cheeked kids are hijacking ships at all the docks on the river. I've seen it happen. Took us a long time to get this town cleaned up, and I'm not going to let you or anybody else stand in my way of keeping it clean. You got that?
Sure. Incidentally, when you stood up there, I noticed that you'd been sitting on your phone book.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
And so, without fear, without glamour, and without taking time to think what he's doing, Rorschach battles to snuff out crime before it exists. Join us again soon for more real-life police drama on the next episode of Rorschach.